But we have in Tehillim, we have the first two chapters, our Ashir Ish, fortunate is the man who has not walked in the way of the wicked. And then the second chapter, Lama Rog Shugoyim, why are the nations out there making movements and feeling like Hashem is not there, Chas V'Shalom. But we're told that really those two chapters were one chapter. King David said them as one chapter. So the question arises, how come every Tehillim that you open ever has it split into two chapters? You could blame that on King James, but it's clear that even before King James, it was split into two chapters. So how do we make our decision? Is it one chapter or is it two? So I saw a fabulous idea from Rav Weissmandel in Teres Chemed. Rav Weissmandel says if you count all the letters in the first chapter of Tehillim, there are 365 letters. That's the amount of positive commandments that we have. If you count all of the letters in the second chapter of Tehillim, there are 248 for the negative commandments, making a total of 613. Plus, there's another 7, which comes out to be 255. So, and that's for the 7 rabbinic mitzvahs, which are all outgrowths of the negative commandment in the Torah of Lo Sasur. So the other rabbinic mitzvahs are actually an outgrowth of a negative commandment. So it comes out that it's all really one big piece of Tehillim, one big chapter, 365 plus 248 plus 7. But we split it up between the Aseh Tov, what you should do, that's the first chapter of Tehillim, and the Sor Meira, what you shouldn't do, that's the second chapter of Tehillim. What's fabulous about this is that David was responding to something that Shmuel had said to Shaul. When Shaul was king, and Shmuel said, Hashem is going to take the monarchy away from you, he says, Bikesh Hashem lo, ish kil vo vo. Hashem is looking for a man like his heart. And so when David started Tehillim, he started it off with, Ashri ish, fortunate is the man, because David was the man who took over. But what made him that man? It was about saying that I'm going to step aside, I'm just going to do what Hashem wants. That has to do with 365 positive commandments, that has to do with 248 negative commandments, that have to do with 7 rabbinic mitzvos. After that, we can discuss what our personal goals are and our personal job in life is. But first, we have to start with saying, Ashir Ish, fortunate is the man who's going to do the will of Hashem. That always has to be our starting point when we wake up in the morning, when we decide how to embark on life. Everyone be well and have a great day.